when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, exclusive interview brought to you right now with Devontae McFarland, running back of the Syracuse Orange, a redshirt freshman, sat out last season and this season has not only gotten his opportunity of getting out in the backfield and getting a carry, but he enjoyed against Wagner his first career touchdown as a member of the Syracuse Orange. In all of his college career, the first time he reached glory territory, he's also there on kick returns with George Morris II, a fellow running back as well. And Devontae McFarland has now joined Prince Tyson Gully, Terrell Hunt, the quarterback, and Jerome Smith, who have all reached glory territory on the ground for Syracuse through three games. I had an opportunity to talk with Devontae McFarland after the win against Wagner and moving forward, and this is what he had to say as I welcome you into our conversation exclusively on Dan Tortora Broadcast Media.
Obviously, the running game got out there. You guys looked very comfortable. Just going to, you know, your play first and foremost and how you felt you did, because this is the most you've been integrated in the offense so far.
I felt I did well, but I would have to give all the credit to the O-line. You know, they made the holes for me, and it made it possible for me to run through.
Having seven carries and seeing what you did with that, you know, what can you say about not only your play but the offensive line and what they helped allow you to do to create some of those lanes?
They just did a great job, and, you know, I give it all to them.
And then getting your first touchdown ever as a member of the Syracuse Orange, what did it mean to you to get into that end zone?
It felt great. It was a great feeling. I didn't even know what to do after I scored, so it was just a great feeling.
Now, having Drew Allen and then moving to Terrell Hunt, what can you say about both of these guys? Because it looked like once Terrell came in, the offense started to finally click.
I feel like it was just a team effort, you know, on offense and defense. And they both did great to me, and we're just ready to move on.
When you see what each quarterback was able to do, does it matter to you who starts from here on out? I mean, is it Hunt in your mind, or do you still see that Drew can be a leader?
Whichever the coaches choose, I'll be great with, and however we can win.
Coach DeAndre Smith, how much has he helped you out in teaching you what you need to do to be successful? Because obviously you came in here playing a lot of different positions and offensively being very talented, but what has he taught you?
A lot, because he critiques a lot of the little things, and he just moved my running back skills to another level.
Are you going to be ready for a special touchdown celebration next time you get in?
Yes, sir.